contradiction is not chaos. Chaos scatters. Contradiction organizes itself. This is record four, filed during scheduled hours, under ordinary conditions. Nothing in the archive reacted when I began this work, which, in retrospect, should have been my first warning. When an absence is identified, the next step is verification by triangulation. You do not look for what is missing. You look for what remains that should not be able to agree. I selected three secondary indexing systems, each produced in a different century, each derived from a different administrative reform. None were created to speak to one another. They were never meant to align. They did. The contradiction emerged quietly. A civic hall in the Eastern Basin is listed as constructed in one index, never commissioned in another, dismantled for safety in a third. All three entries carry the same date range. All three are marked verified. All three are signed by competent archivists. This is not error. Error diverges. This converges. I followed the pattern. Universities that are simultaneously operational and unbuilt. Roads that appear in maintenance logs but not in surveys. Temples described as both active and historically unoccupied. In each case, the contradiction is stable. No attempt has been made to resolve it. Instead, it has been contained. At the margin of each conflicting entry, a phrase appears, sometimes stamped, sometimes written, sometimes copied so faithfully that the hand disappears, corrected for continuity. No explanation follows. This phrase does not behave like a correction. Corrections replace. They clarify. They choose. This phrase does none of those things. It permits contradiction to coexist. It prevents inquiry from progressing past a certain depth. It does not erase truth. It suspends it. The earliest instance I can locate predates the current council's governance structure. It appears during a period of transition after the fracture, but before the modern codification of archive practice. There is no originating directive, no author, no justification. The phrase is inherited, not issued.
Which means it survives not because it is understood, but because it is obeyed. I found one deviation. An archivist several centuries past attempted to contextualize the correction. A brief note, careful, respectful, suggesting the contradiction reflected phased dismantling rather than error. The note was struck out, not removed. Not destroyed, simply rendered inactive by the phrase itself, reapplied above it, corrected for continuity. This is the moment where neutrality fails.
If contradiction is allowed to persist by design, then preservation is no longer passive. It becomes selective, choosing which tensions may exist and which must remain unresolved. I am trained not to resolve contradictions without authority. I am also trained not to ignore them. Tonight, those instructions no longer align. I have not altered the entries. I have not challenged the correction, but I have done something else. I have classified the pattern itself. This is no longer a local anomaly.
It is systemic. This is record four, filed under contradiction.